Easter sermon now for 2007. Who would ever thought we'd live this long? Yeah, let's by the grace of God at it. And if you're here today and you don't know about this, you don't experience this, then you don't know what all the goings-on's about. And I feel sorry for you. But I hope before you leave, even if you're a saint and you do believe it, I hope before you leave here today, amen, you'll get a little breath of this resurrection wind blow on your soul and give you some hope for tomorrow. Praise God, for hope is a wonderful thing. I want you to turn with me today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I think this is where I want to read. And four and verse number, I think I want to start reading with verse 14. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14. Y'all think if we preached on Easter every day for the rest of our lives that we'd get it told? I doubt it. I doubt it. But I'm going to try for another half an hour. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. I want to preach a little bit from here today. I want you to look at something with me, for the Lord will help me. Today, we're celebrating Easter, and in my text, and there's lots of places I could read. But in my text, the brethren this morning has already preached so wonderful from Luke and John in the resurrection account. And he preached wonderful to us. These other brethren already quoted. I don't know how many verses already been quoted. I want you to notice in verse 14, there's Easter is mentioned here. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Amen. That is the first Easter. Praise God. And the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to go to, but also in that verse, I want you to look, there's another Easter in this verse. And look, it says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Right. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them, amen, which sleep. And then it goes on to say, and this is describing another Easter. Amen. For God, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel. Praise God. Well, amen. I want to preach on these Easters here this Easter. Praise God. I want to preach on the first Easter and the last Easter. Praise God. And there's a time in between. And that's where we're at right now. Amen. We're living between two Easters. Praise God. You see, our life, amen, really as a Christian and a child of God, amen, the critical time of our experience and our faith and our belief and the Word of God, amen, everything in the Old Testament, amen, points, amen, to this day, praise God, on Calvary's Hill, praise God, where the Son of God died, amen, just like he said that he was going to do. Amen. I'm going to suffer, amen, at the hands of these men. The prophets of God pointed, amen, to this future time, this Easter, praise God, that has already passed now. And reason we're sitting here, amen, in this great sanctuary, amen, is because of that Easter morning. These brethren sang that song, amen, now for the greatest story of them all. Jesus was a-dying, and hell had them all. On that first Easter morning, when the sun, amen, woke up the earth, and the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing. Amen. What in the world would our life be, amen, without that first Easter morning? Amen. But listen, our life doesn't just consist of that. We are not only looking back, amen, of that first Easter morning. And brother, I could preach to you an hour, amen, or more on the significance, amen, of that first Easter morning. Amen. You see, when Christ died on that cross, amen, he finished the plan. He was the author and the finisher, amen, of our salvation. Oh, praise God. I wish I was a preacher today, amen, on that first Easter morning. Amen. Christ won the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. And I thank God for it. Amen. Here this morning. You see, I put my faith in that. I put my faith in the fact, amen, that my Redeemer, amen, gave his life for me. Amen. And he rose from the dead. But that's not the end of the story. Amen. The first Easter, amen, was the Redeemer resurrection. Amen. But the last Easter will be the redeemed resurrection. Amen. Just like our Savior, who was the first fruits of them that slept. Just like he got up. Amen. We're going to get up. I wish somebody say amen in this house. And I'll tell you what makes life worth living between the two Easters. We believe and have faith in that first Easter. And our hope, amen, is cast upon that final Easter day when the trump of God sounds. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, I feel this in my soul. How many loves the Lord this morning? Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Let me preach this a little bit if I can. I don't know if I can or not. Amen. You see the significance of that first Easter. If he had not rose from the dead. I know we've been through this before, but listen to me. If he had not rose from the dead. Amen. If he had just died and gone on to glory and that body had not raised from the dead, amen, then the testimony of all the prophets, amen, would have been false. Can you say amen? If he had not rose from the dead, the testimony of his own lips, amen, he said after 3 days, amen, this tabernacle shall be torn down. After 3 days, it shall raise again or be built back up. Amen. If he had not arose from the dead, amen, then his own testimony, amen, would have been false. If he he had not rose from the dead, amen, then the testimony of the apostles, amen, would not, amen, have been true. Amen. He would not have been the Son of God. Are you listening to me? I said he would not have been the Son of God. How many believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He had the power, amen, to lay his life down, and he has the power. Amen. You talk about power. It's the power over death. Amen. That old grim reaper. Amen. That shuts our eyes and we can't see. And he shuts our mouth and we can't talk. Amen. He takes us out of the family reunions. He takes us out of our life. Amen. What a powerful enemy death was. But Christ came in all the power of the Son of God. Amen. And he won the battle. Are you listening to me? Amen. He took death and defeated death. Amen. On his own grounds. And he rose again. And not only did Jesus die, but death died also. Now, this little preacher can get up here and say, amen. He that believeth this shall never die. Oh, somebody say amen. I can understand, Brother Dennis. Came out here stomping and preaching. I told Brother Steve, I said, look back there. Hey, amen. I wasn't trying to be critical. I said, but this crowd on Easter looks like they have a kidney stone attack. Hey, amen. And I hate to say that, but you ought to be up here looking back. But you say, but brother, if you knew the troubles that I had, I'll tell you one that does know the troubles you have. He knows every tear you've cried. He knows every heartache. He knows what it feels like to be beaten and suffer. He was a man of sorrow, amen, and he died at the hands of lying, angry, murderous men, amen. But listen, on that third morning, amen, he got out of the grave, and he's alive this morning. On that first Easter, amen, the Redeemer got up, hallelujah. Oh, gotta hurry, gotta hurry. Amen, what's that mean? That means because he got up, you don't have to be hooked and crooked. Oh, help me preach. Ooh. Amen. Because if he hadn't have got up, my salvation, my religion would have been in vain. It wouldn't have had no power to it. It'd just been a ritual. We just read, it'd been like reading the Jewish, scriptures, amen, and going through the ritual, amen, and going through our feasts and our holy days. It'd be like the Koran, amen, or some reading. It'd be like quoting the Ten Commandments and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Preamble and Gettysburg Address. It wouldn't have had no more power than that. Are you listening? You ain't liking this. That's all right. 15 more minutes. Amen. And we're going to rise. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something. Amen. That first Easter. Amen. That is my life. As I look back in faith. Amen. The tomb is empty. Eyewitnesses. Amen. Saw above 500 men. Witnessed that he was alive. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I'm a witness here this morning. I thank God for that first Easter. But it's in the power of that first Easter that I'm moving on, amen, toward that last Easter, amen, when I myself, amen, I'm going to experience what my Lord experienced. I'm going to get up, I'm going to live, I'm going to have a new body after a while. Ooh, I wish I was a preacher today. I wish I was a preacher this morning. Amen. Do you feel, how many of you feels? Listen to this. That first Easter morning, Christ got up. Oh, happy day. Let's talk a little bit about this other one here. He says, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. How many believes in that? That word caught. I wrote down the Greek word for that. The apostle used. I can't hardly say it. I can spell it. It's called H-A-R-P-A-Z-O. The Greek harpazo. Is that how you say that? That word caught. You know, we say rapture. And a lot of times people don't like that. But to be caught means to be seized hastily away. Amen. This old world has got a hold on me. But the Son of God, the Bible said, the dead, we shall be caught. He's going to reach in and seize us, amen, out of this old world. Whoa, sweet Lamb of God. Y'all believe that? Say amen. The Bible said he called it going to be caught, amen, up. Praise God, seized up and away. Amen, I'm looking forward to that day. You see, this will be the last Easter. Amen. In between those Easters, amen, we have a lot of, amen, spiritual resurrections. Amen, anybody here, amen, today say, I know what you're talking about, preacher, when you talk about that spiritual resurrection. You've been hurting and down and burdened and sinful and wicked and hard-hearted and mean and full of deceit and lie and lust. Amen. All that is death. Amen. But listen, there's a hope now because of that first resurrection. There's a hope for you. Amen. You can come alive. Amen. This morning. You can't be honest. Amen. You're always in trouble with the law. You're always trying to satisfy your habit. You're always thinking, amen, being bound by something here. Amen. There's a better plan. Amen. There's a life to live between these two Easters. Amen. Christ made it possible. And because he lives, amen, he gave us power over sin and sorrow and the lust of the flesh. I wish somebody say amen. And he gave us power over death and power over our discouragement. And he gave us his Titus. Amen. As Paul said to Titus, it is our blessed hope. Amen. At the appearing of the Son of God. Hey, some of y'all are in mourning today. Some of y'all are hurting. Your faith has not seen through. Amen. Come on now. And I hope God will help you today. Amen. To realize the life between the Easters. Amen. Here's a life of resurrection also. Amen. Spiritual resurrection. Now let me just take the next 12 minutes. Listen to this. Amen. This catching, this seizing away. Brother, notice this. It's a catching away. Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to reach down and seize the church out of this world, and he's going to catch it away. Away from what? Well, you start making your list, and I'll start making mine. He's going to catch me away from sin and sorrow and heartache and heartbreak and disappointment and discouragement, amen, and failure and weakness and hurting and sickness and funerals. He's going to catch me away from lawlessness. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't getting this. Y'all almost carried away too much Easter. Amen. I tell you, we need to lay a hold on something we've already heard. Amen. I'm trying to preach to you a little bit about that first Easter. Amen. It give us power. Amen. To be resurrected spiritually and push us toward, amen, that final Easter. I looked at this sister here had been sick. I think I visited you in the hospital, if I remember. And you've been sick. Amen. I saw her today as we're singing, I'll have a new body and I'll have a new life. She was praising the Lord and clapping her hands. And I thought, yeah, I know why she's looking forward to that. Because down here there may be no cure. Amen. But if we can live right, amen, we can have a cure over there. He's going to take us away, amen, from cancer. Amen, from radiation. He's going to take us away from heartache and misery. Amen. He's going to catch us away. He's going to seize us. The devil can't stop him. The world can't stop him. This flesh can't stop him. He's going to seize us away. He's going to not only catch us away, he's going to catch us up in that last resurrection or that last Easter. Amen. He's going to catch us up. Amen. What's that mean? He's going to keep us up into the air, up toward him, up with our brethren. Amen. Come on. Amen. We're going to be caught up together. Amen. The body is going to be together. All the saints of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. David and all the others going to be called up. You may not believe it like this. Amen. But called up. The dead in Christ will be called up with those that are alive and remain. Everybody that's right with God is going to get called up at that last Easter. Hallelujah. And that gives
gives me hope, amen, to linger and to wait and to serve between the Easters. Hallelujah.
He's going to catch us up and away. Huh? And I love this right here. Hey, I want you to look at the victory in this. Huh? I want you to look at the victory. Where are we going to be called up to? What did it say? In the air. Now listen to this. I think we all know what air is, don't we? Huh? Going to be called up there in outer space. Y'all are looking at me funny. What did the Bible say about the prince and the power of the air? Who is the prince of the air? Class. Satan. You see what the Lord's going to do? He's going to come right down on enemy territory. And that's where that's going to be the meeting ground. Amen. For the saints of God, the dead and alive, he's going to meet them. Where do you want to meet, Lord? Well, let's just meet right down there in the devil's field. Amen. I wonder where he was hiding. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? You talk about the victory in the resurrection. Amen. That last Easter. Amen. Some of you really need. Amen. To get a hold of this picture here. Amen. We're going to be called up together in the air. And so shall we ever. Amen. Be with the Lord. Oh, I wish I was a preacher. I'd preach to you about the transfiguration. Amen. Where this old body is changed. Amen. From weakness and humility into a glorified body. I wish somebody would say amen. A spiritual body. Yes. But a body nonetheless. When Christ came back to earth, I sure don't understand it all, but when he was rose from the dead, they cried out because they thought he was a spirit. And he said, now look, I'm not a spirit. Is that not what he said? Y'all haven't studied this yet. Okay, you haven't read the book I did. Hey, listen. I'm not a spirit? He said, look at me. And here's what he said. Flesh and bone. That's what he said, Brother Zane. Look here. He had already, he wasn't like he was. How do you know? Because he walked right through the door. Hey, man, come on now. How many like to have that glorified body? Give me 6 more minutes. How many like to have that glorified body? Hey, man, hey, the substance in this life had no control over him. He did eat, but I don't think he had to. He just ate to show them. You got any honey? You got any honeycomb here? And they handed him some honey, and that body ate honey. Hey, man, come on now. I want to tell you. You say, well, I don't understand this. I don't either, but I like the sound of it. Hey, man, come on now. We're not controlled by time. We're not controlled by appetite, but we still got a body. We're not ghosts. We're not spirits. Oh, we are a spirit. Amen. But we're also, amen, have our body, and it'll be glorified, likened to his glorious body. Somebody say amen. You talk about a transfiguration. Brother Mike, your mom's a praying. Amen. She told me she's a praying. Amen. She's seeking God. I'm begging the Lord to help her. Amen. To be right and ready. Amen. When the chemotherapy is over. And if she doesn't get the victory here, amen, if she can be right with God, amen, she can have a victory, amen, at that last Easter. Oh, somebody say amen. If we can hang on between, amen, our faith in the first and our hope in the last, amen, I think we can survive by grace of God. Can you say amen? I know you fellas could have done better, but I just couldn't take a chance on letting you. I wanted to preach so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. You forgive me, don't you? Huh? Forgive me, don't you? This old boy, he done did better than I did. Just a few choice words right there. That don't matter. It's just like my singing. I ain't the best singer, but I probably have as much fun as anybody singing. I may not be the best preacher, but I believe in this. I look back at my dear sweet little old mama. She ain't old, but she's older than she was. And I told her, I was sitting there, Mommy, looking at you. And I said, I'm gonna see if I can't talk Mommy in hanging around 10 more years, and I'll go with her. I'd like to have 10 more years to mop up the mess I made. Huh? Yeah. I thought about this sitting down. Mom said, look, Mom, you've been tough. I noticed you now. I ain't saying nothing. Y'all probably ain't noticed, but I'll tell you, well, I'm going to get me a railing up here where Mommy can get up on this. He stares and sing with me. I got it in my mind right after I get my steeple and get this fire marshal off my back and all these other things. I'm going to have to put me something up here for these elders to get a hold of them. Come on up. Ain't no time set back, is it, huh? And their old knees ain't working just right. My mommy's been about as tough a mommy as any guy'd ever want. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, Mommy, I got it fixed. I got it figured out for us both. It's, you know how it is. We got it figured out. I tell you, it's that hope in that last Easter that keeps me going. We're going to keep on going. And I tell you, I'll recognize you there. But it won't be because that little white top that you got. And it won't. I'll recognize her, though. But she's going to, come on now. Y'all ain't listen. Praise God. I'm talking about them spiritual. I'm glad I got saved. Linda's here today, and I know she's knew I was going to make it hard on her, but she's here today. But I'm going to tell you, amen, Sister Linda, praise God, your mama, amen, she got hold of that spiritual resurrection. She had all the faith in the world in that first one where the Son of God got up. Nobody stole his body. Are you listening to me? Amen, there's a whole lot of proof. It's a historical fact. Amen, it's a spiritual fact. Amen, it's prophetic, and it was true. Amen, that gives me faith. Amen, and I believe in that last Easter. Amen. When the dead in Christ are going to rise. But here we are right now, living between the Easters. And I'll tell you what, we don't have to be downcast. We don't have to be gloomy. We don't have to act like we've got a kidney stone attack when we come to church. Amen. I know things ain't going right now, but morning's coming. Oh, hallelujah. I said, I know things ain't going just hunky-dory right now. And you might lose your job. And you might have to, amen, go out and rake and scrape. And you might get sick, and arthritis may get you down, and you may lose a loved one. Hey, but I'll tell you what keeps me going. I'm living between two Easters. I wish somebody would say, amen. I believe in them with all of my heart. And I'm going to tell you today, amen. Put your hope, amen, in that last Easter that's soon to come.
You need more help than I'm giving you. You need more help than I'm giving you. The air, caught up in the air, seized away. Amen. If them that's getting mad at me for saying rapture, I'm going to call it the seizure. And we'll see what they say about the seizure. That'll throw them for a loop, brother. Brother Webb's preaching a strange doctrine. He used to preach that old rapture doctrine, thought he was going to get out of all the trouble. Now he's talking about a holy seizure. It's when the Lord's going to reach down and just pull you right out of this world. Amen. And when he pulls you out, I'm about to feel like shouting a little bit. Yeah! I tell you, when he pulls me out, amen, he's going to change me in a twinkling of an eye. You know that word at the trump of God? Amen. When you look at the rendering of that, it means a battle cry. Amen. Jesus is going to sound that trumpet and he's going, yoo! And here comes the army of heaven. Amen. We're going to meet together, amen, right on the enemy territory. Hey, and we're going to be changed. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Hey, I'm looking forward to it. This old seed is going to blossom. Hallelujah! I said, this old seed is going to blossom. Amen. I'm living today between the Easters. Amen. Resurrected spiritually, looking for that body, that bodily resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah forever!
Been quite a year for us, hasn't it? I'm gonna give you a little advice here. You that almost let your sorrows kill you. You can't afford to do that. You've got to set your affection on things above. Some of you lost loved ones. And I don't mean to make it hard. Amen. And it's a grieving process. And the Bible said, mourn with them that mourn. And the mourning is still going. But we don't sorrow as others. There's a difference. And the reason our sorrow is different is because we're living our life between two Easters. Y'all don't get this, do you? My faith, Sister Lynn, the reason I still believe in praying for the sick, I still look for them to get better when we pray. The reason I still believe that dope addicts can get free of their dope. Now, I know they can go to clinics. It'll help them for a while, and they're under that pressure the rest of their life. Or they can be touched by the great physician, and the thirst be gone forever. I still believe in Sunday school. I still believe in the move of the Holy Ghost. I still believe, if you didn't notice last night, I still believe in dancing in the Spirit when the Holy Ghost gets on me. It takes more of it, seems like, than it used to. Huh? Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. I look back at Calvary, and I look forward to His coming. And in between those two glorious Easters, we can have the victory in our spiritual resurrection. You can have it this morning. You don't have to just come. Hey, man, our kid, Brother Dennis, where I come from over at Bond, me and him was preaching together, and he was following me, and I said, Brother Dennis is one of our church members. I said, you ever hear of them members that come only at Christmas and Easter? Got a little chuckle out of him. Huh? But he's an evangelist. He's gone. He's just out preaching or coon hunting or something. I assume he's preaching. But I'll tell you, you don't have to just come to church on the celebration days. You can take this wherever you go. Huh? How are we still living, brother? I'm glad you come today. It honored me to see you. Huh? I know I ain't preached good. I'm done, though. Amen. So to speak, I've been preaching all week in between. Huh? I saw this the other day in studying, and I saw that little phrase, the Easter and the between. And I thought, boy, that's my life. I'm living between these Easters. Huh? That first one, oh, I can't begin to tell you the power that was in that resurrection of our Lord. But I'll tell you, it'll be no less power in that last one when He calls us out of the ground. Praise God. Would you like to be ready? It's a great crowd here today. I told Brother Anna, said, how many think we got? I said, let's say 200 and not count them. He just laughed. I guess they counted them, huh? How many? 172? That's pretty good. Out of that 172, I wonder how many's ready for that last Easter. You know, you got to get ready. You know it? That's why the first Easter, so you could get ready. I'm done. We're cooking. We're cooking today. Got one of them for you Gentiles. We've got a ham over in the oven. For the Jews, there's some chicken too. So I'm you in a hurry? Not really. I want you to go a little deeper than the pastels, than the Easter bunny. I've been thinking about preaching a message on the Easter Bunny about, you know, how folks hop from one church to the other. Think that'd fit. If I can find me a scripture, I'm going to preach on the Easter Bunny. Now, my favorite Easter Bunny is chocolate, in case y'all wonder. I like to get beyond the bunny, beyond the crucifix, beyond the rituals. I like to get to where I could just walk right up to him like Thomas did. And Brother Mac, we skin old Thomas. And I think I know why. Because it reminds us so much of us or one of our relatives, huh? And he just makes us some. But you know, it was Thomas that went up to him and said, my Lord and my God. You're here this morning and I'm done. You don't understand much what's going on. Really, there's some that don't. You look at the creed and the conduct and others that you know, and you see how they live, and you think, boy, I can never do that. But see, you just don't understand how you'll feel and how you'll be when you're a new creature, when you spiritually arose from the dead. Huh? Hallelujah. If you want the Lord today, He wants you. Praise God. Would you bow your heads with me just a minute? I apologize for not being any better preacher, but I may not get no better. Oh, Lord, I'm praying. Been praying a long time about it. But I'll tell you one that is as good as you need, and His name is Jesus Christ. And while every head is bowed, real quick, I want to ask you this morning before we leave, is there one sinner, one poor lost soul in this house that don't want to go home and live their life between the two Easters without being ready to meet God? No one's looking. Is there one hand will slip up and say, I'm tired of my life. I'd like a life in Jesus. Is there one? You say, well, preacher, I don't know what will that mean. That won't, will that save me? Or will, no, are you going to come back here and hog tie me? Uh-uh. I'm going to pray for you. And it may help you just to let yourself and God know not to give up on you, that you still are planning on getting right one day soon. Real quick, is there anybody concerned for their soul this morning? One hand. Is there another? Is another? Looking. I'm looking. I believe there is. How about it? How about it? Another? How about it? Let's stand. God bless you. I'm going to sing a little something. If anybody here wants to come and get saved, you can. And when we get done singing, we're going to go home. If you'd like to come, you can come right now. Did I say I was going to sing? I can't. I just screamed and hollered. Hey, man, let's sing a song together. How's that sound? Are you ready? Praise God. I'm in trouble, Brother Mike. Just give me a chord. We're going to sing before we go. Give me a...